Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our high nearing 87. Scattered showers continue overnight tonight, cloudy with a low around 62. More showers possible on Friday, otherwise sunny with a high of 85. And showers continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. More showers and thunderstorms become likely on Saturday, otherwise sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 66 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State University is holding their week-long interactive political exercise program, bringing in more than 180 high school students from across the state of Kansas as they partnered with the American Legion Boys State of Kansas.
It's an opportunity to practice government, city, county, and state in a safe environment, really. The boys are elected to positions throughout the week. That's the position that they'll hold. We'll actually run the state of Kansas in the fictional state that we have in Kansas Boys State. They'll serve as governor and all the other elected offices.
That was Tom Wehrman, the executive director of the American Legion Boys State of Kansas on WIBW News, where he says he's been involved with the program for more than 30 years.
I was a delegate in 1976. Kansas Boys State changed my life. I mean, this is one of the things that we talk about here at Kansas Boys State as well, a week that changes your lifetime. And I believe that's a true statement. It's not a cliche. We've had actually parents come and pick up their kids and ask us, did I get the right kid home?
Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Another train derailment has been reported across the state of Kansas, this one coming out of Dodge City on Monday night. As according to the Ford County Sheriff's Office, they say the derailment caused, quote, major damage to the tracks along with U.S. Highway 400 and the tracks between Fort Dodge and Cargill. As of yesterday, they say that the Cargill plant was open to employees still. However, they have closed off the majority of the road. And in a Facebook post by the sheriff's office, they say consider an alternative route if you plan on traveling east on Trail Street towards Fort Dodge and west of Highway 400 from Ford to Dodge City. Rail crews were on site yesterday working on the repairs. In other news, a fire chief from Russell County is in stable condition at Ascension Via Christi Hospital in Wichita after being injured during a structure fire that happened in the city of Russell. KWCH News reports the fire happened around 9 p.m. on Friday, where according to law enforcement, there was an explosion in the structure that injured the firefighter. He was taken by Eagle Med to the burn unit at a Wichita hospital and is currently in stable condition. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the relatively high gas prices across the nation and here in the state of Nebraska, the state legislature, before they wrapped up with their session last year, ended up passing a bill that would make E15 more widely available at gas stations across the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that Legislative Bill 562 made E15 fuel more available for consumers, as the bill would require gas stations and other motor fuel station dealers across the state to advertise and sell the E15 in at least half of their pumps at newly built stations, or by replacing more than 80% of the pumps at their existing sites in different locations. They say, however, that smaller gas stations across the state would be exempt if they choose to file a statement with the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. According to the Nebraska Ethanol Board, they say that ethanol is the third largest commodity in the state's agricultural industry right now as they try to utilize the product. They say the goal of the bill is by 2028, gas stations would be required to have at least one E15 pump if the statewide ethanol blend rate is less than 14% by 2027.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Sam Waymore Days kick off Friday evening with a block party downtown from 6 till 9, featuring carnival games, bounce houses, a mechanical bull, and more. Sign up for Little Tigers Tractor Pull is downtown at 7, starting at 7:30 Friday. A flea market and vendor fair run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arbor State Park. Saturday highlights include a pancake feed at the community center, 7:30 till 9. 5K, 1 mile, and predict run begin at 8. Parade starts 10:30. Free swimming at the Wymore Pool from noon until 8 Saturday. A cornhole tournament begins at noon. The Railroad of Welsh Museum will be open. A scavenger hunt starts at 2. J&M Liquor will host a band. And Saturday evening, a movie under the stars starts at 9 at the Arbor State Park, with fireworks to follow in Wymore. A fatality May 9th in Washington County involved a tower climber who fell from a cell tower near Hanover at 2701 20th Road. Authorities were called to the scene, and the county coroner confirmed the death, and a routine autopsy was performed. The incident was ruled accidental or may have been related to equipment failure. Identity of the worker involved was not released. Arrest of two juveniles and an adult in connection with a burglary at the Lakeview Sports Complex in Marysville were made following a May 31st incident, with some $300 in money and snack items taken, as reported by Marysville Sport and Recreation, which operates the concessions. Marshall County Community Band Summer Concert Series begins Thursday evening at 7:30 in the Kester House Gardens downtown Marysville. Themes for each week's performance, scheduled Thursday evenings through July 13th, will vary. Audience members may bring lawn chairs or blankets for seating. The performances are free and open to the public. Anyone interested in participating may join rehearsals each Thursday evening at 5:30 in the Marysville Junior Senior High Band Room. For information, contact Director Meg Baker. Summer Concert Series begins this evening at 7:30 in the Kester House Gardens. Marshall County Extension Agent Susie Latta speaks of a voucher program available for qualified individuals and families to support healthy food choices through farmers markets.
This Senior Farmers Market Coupons is money that comes through the United States Department of Agriculture, and the purpose of the program is to increase the consumption of older adults that are a little lower income with eating more fruits and vegetables and honey. You get $50 in there in $5 coupon that they can give to the vendor. The other purpose of it is to encourage farmers market vendors to sign up for the program. It brings in more dollars to their stand.
Targeted towards seniors, anyone interested should contact their local county extension office.
In case we would just really get a run, we only have so many coupons, so it is a first come, first serve, but in the past year, 5 years or so, we've never run out of coupons, so just encourage people. You do need to be a senior, and in this definition, senior means age 60 and older, so you have to be over 60, so over 60, and if your birthday was just yesterday, well, you can sign up today.
A reminder, flowers and decorations should be removed from the Marysville City Cemetery by Monday. They will dispose of those left Monday, June 12th. Neola F. Woolbrandt, age 87, of Marysville, passed away May 30th. Graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Neola Woolbrandt. Jimmy L. Tate, age 76, of Waterville, passed away May 31st. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Rosary at 7 p.m. Friday with visitation, noon to 7 on Friday. Family will greet friends from 6 to 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Tate. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and strawberries. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, then a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. More showers are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Slightly cooler on Friday, scattered showers still possible, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And rain showers continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Temperatures cooling down as we head into the weekend. Some showers and thunderstorms likely on Saturday. Still some sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And showers will continue over Saturday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers continue still on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers early Sunday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Just sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s and partly cloudy Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 84. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 62. And the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Some morning clouds at 67 degrees this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 8th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Nuggets snatch back home court advantage. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. History was made in last night's Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Denver pounding the Heat 109-94 in Miami. Nikola ain't no Jokic. And Jamal Murray becoming the first pair of teammates in the NBA's history to record a 30-point triple-double in the same game. And also the first duo to accomplish the feat in the same NBA Finals game. Jokic had 32 points, 21 boards, and 10 assists, while Murray scored a game-high 34 points, grabbed 10 rebounds and dished out 10 assists. Nuggets coach Mike Malone.
For those guys to make history the way they did tonight, no one's ever done that. I mean, that's what's really neat about it. You get the win, you hold that team to 94 points, by far their greatest performance as a duo.
Denver regains home court advantage, taking a 2-1 series lead. Game 4, Friday night on ABC. The baseball best Rays and Twins were tied in the bottom of the ninth when Randy Arozarena broke that tie.
Swinging a high drive in the air to right, moving back. back. Kempler to the track, to the wall. Gone! Randy Arozarena walked it off.
The call on WDAE, Rays win 2-1. For the second straight game, the Reds rallied twice against the Dodgers. Tie game, bottom nine, a man on first.
Here's the 2-2. Benson swings, he drives it. Deep right field, way out of here, and the Reds walk it off.
The call on WLW, Reds come back again to shock the Dodgers 8-6. Tie game in Arlington, top of the eighth.
There's a swing and a drive to right field. That's hit back. It's a gunner. A home run for Alec Burleson.
The call on KMOX. Cards shut out the Rangers 1-0. Rangers starter John Gray, the hard luck loser, tossed a complete game with 12 strikeouts. Braves rally again to beat the Mets 7-5. Blue Jays edge the Astros 3-2. D-backs top the Nats 6-2. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight in South Florida. The Golden Knights hold a 2-0 series lead over the Panthers. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, June the 8th. Before we get rolling on this Thursday, let's take a look back at Wednesday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. July corn, final price, $6.04 and a quarter, down 3.75. September corn, $5.25, that's down 9.5. Final price for Kansas City wheat for July, $7.88, down 32.25. September Kansas City wheat, final price, $7.86, down 28.5. Oats for July finished at $3.44 and a quarter, down 2.5. September oats, $3.48.75, that's down 2.25. Soybeans for July, final price, $13.60 and three quarters, that's up 7.5. August soybeans, $12.67 and a quarter, and that's up 1.5. Looking at cotton for July, 85.07, that's down 27 cents. December cotton at 81.32, and that's down 46 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for June, 179 even was your final price. That's down 82.5 cents. Your high was $182.87.5. Low, $177.62.5. Live cattle for August, $173.20. Down $2.30. High, $178.10. Low, $172.60. Feeder cattle for August, $239.10. That's down $4.15. High, $245.17.5. Low, $238.55. September feeder cattle, $242.27.5. Your final price, that's down $4.25. And that's your market information.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply. Now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9. Or give them a call at 363-7344.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. At the end of April, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed bipartisan House Bill 2302, which will go into effect July 1. K-State Associate Director for Agriculture and Extension and Director of K-Care, Susan Metzger, reviews the House bill and how it could impact water in Kansas.
Kansas is really quite unique that our water resource challenges are diverse. So in western Kansas, we're groundwater sourced, and that groundwater source, the Ogallala High Plains aquifer, is a limited resource. So we know that we need to conserve that resource, going into the future. And in eastern Kansas, we're surface water driven. So a system of streams and reservoirs that provide the water resources for our communities and industries. And so in eastern Kansas, conservation is important, but also addressing water quality concerns.
The financial resources provided by this bill will contribute to helping Kansas not lose their water resources.
We know that if we were to do nothing, if we wouldn't have these resources available to us, that 50 years into the future, the Ogallala High Plains aquifer in Kansas would be 70% depleted, and our reservoirs in eastern Kansas would be 40% full of sediment, impacting our storage. And so these dollars help us tackle those challenges.
Metzger breaks down the allotment of finances for the 5 years and how they'll be used.
If you were add up all the parts and pieces, it's closer to $80 million in the first year of it. It's spread out over a five-year time period, a commitment with this bill. But in the beginning, there's also $52 million that's dedicated to the retirement or payoff of debt in our federal reservoirs in northeast Kansas. And that should be important to all of the citizens in Kansas, because by paying off that debt, the citizens of Kansas have more of a say of the use of that storage for the benefit of the citizens of Kansas, especially along the Kansas River corridor. But then in future years, above that $52 million is a commitment of $35 million that comes from the state general fund. So of that $35 million, $5 million of that's dedicated to what they're calling a water technical assistance fund. And then another $12 million of that $35 million goes to the water project grant funds. And then you can, if you're counting up all the money of that $17 million, the balance then of the $35 million goes to other high priority water resource projects.
That was K-State Associate Director for Agriculture and Extension and Director of K-Care, Susan Metzger, with how House Bill 2302 will contribute to water resources in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday, a sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 10 a.m. start time for a big run of cattle well over 1,000 head among early consignments, including 24 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 650, 99 crossbred steers and heifers 4 to 550, 55 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 55 black Charley steers and heifers 450 to 575, 110 red black steers and heifers 450 to 650, 50 Charley cross steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 6, 60 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 20 weighing in at 5 to 5.5, 45 black steers and heifers 5 to 650, and 70 weighing 5 to 650. 50 mixed steers at 5 to 5.25, 90 black steers 6 to 9, 75 mixed yearling steers weigh 6 to 7, 20 black steers and heifers 6 to 750. 8 mixed yearling steers at 675 to 700 pounds, 10 black heifers 7 to 750, 50 black and white faced steers are 850 pounds, 70 black steers weigh 9 to 950, and 29 mostly black yearling steers at 9 to 950. Again, 10 a.m. start for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Is your garden good for gossamer wings, a magnet for monarchs? Some advice on luring butterflies next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 8th, the 159th day of the year. Architect Frank Lloyd Wright was born 156 years ago, and Milton Berle made his TV debut on this night in 1948. One of the most rewarding sights for any gardener is to find that butterflies have found a welcoming place in your backyard. Here are the primary ingredients for a butterfly haven. Water is a necessity, but not just any pond will do. Provide thin films of water by spraying pavers on a hot afternoon or putting pebbles in a shallow saucer. A source of nectar is vital, and flowers with open, flat tops make for attractive landing spots. Daisies, black-eyed Susan, and marigold are all good choices. Consider wind conditions, too. Your butterfly garden should be in a calm, wind-sheltered spot where they can peacefully flutter about. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 67 degrees this hour. Highs, seasonal highs around 80 on tap for today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed a bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell can...
Sam Wymore Days kicks off Friday with a flea market, a block party with carnival games, bounce houses, and mechanical bull at 6 o'clock. Little Tugger's tractor pull will be at 7, while Jake Coffincorn will play at the doghouse, 9 until 1. A pancake feed kicks off the day Saturday with a parade at 10:30, cornhole tournament at noon, a scavenger hunt at 2 o'clock, while the parking lot party kicks off at 5 o'clock. At 9, the free movie Under the Stars will play at Arbor State Park, with fireworks to follow this year. Check out all the events and times at Sam Wymore Days 2021 and beyond on Facebook.
KNDY.
People don't lie. They don't judge or hold a grudge, don't criticize. Happy people don't hate. Happy people don't steal. 'Cause all the hurt sure ain't worth all the guilt they'd feel. If you wanna know the secret, can't buy it, gotta make it. You ain't ever gonna be it by taking someone. Puts a smile on your face. Whatever makes you happy, people. Happy people don't fail. Happy people just learn. Don't think they're above the push and shove. They just split their time. They always got a hand or a dollar to spare. Know the golden rule. Happy people. is rare. And we all deserve to be happy while we're here.
Get ready to go crazy right here. Here we go. I'm a real bad liar. I'm a burnt toast kind of guy. Or if I try to build a fire, I'll burn the woods. I ain't a mover or a shaker. Can't keep up with the pacer. Never met a dance floor that ever did me any good. Sugar dipping pop in the cooker, you're the author of the booker. I'm